It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it, long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on us as I look at you tonight. So I tip my keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Now I hold everything. Well, I hold you in my arms. You're soft moonlight on your face. Oh, how you shine. Takes my breath away when I look at you tonight. Oh, I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There are no words to say that can show my gratitude. So I tip my hat to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Now I hold everything. Well, I hold you in my arms. Thanks to the keeper of the stars.
And I'm absolutely delighted to be joined on the line by the legend that is Red Hurley. Hi, Red, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you down there in Yall?
Oh, sure, look, how could we not be well with the lovely weather we've had and the beautiful strand down here? So we're all very good and we're delighted to have you on the line with us just to let us know about your upcoming gigs in the Opera House. But tell me firstly, you know, you've been doing this an awful long time. How are you, you know, keeping going all this time? What's your secret?
Well, I absolutely love what I do, I'll be honest with you. I love to sing. I tell you one thing, I don't let you know the secret. I don't like travelling.
Ah, I see. So
yeah.
You're keeping it local, are you?
No, I'm keeping it in Ireland as best I can.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we lived in Florida for a long time, and it was every day a different state, you know.
Yeah.
And getting up in the morning, catching the car to the airport, whatever airport we were going to, checking out of the hotel, checking into the airport, going through the customs and the immigration and all of that, then going to rehearsal when you finally get to wherever you're going.
It's no joke, is it? And it's not as glamorous as it looks.
Well, it's terrible. It's lovely when you get on stage and you're singing and
for sure.
There and they're all involved. That's wonderful. That's what we got into the business for. But it's tough when you have to do it every day and you don't know where you're going the next couple of days. Anyway,
but you are one of the, you know, you have had one of the longest chart careers in Irish showbiz history. I mean, that is some accolade, because you've been doing this a long time and you're still as popular as you ever were, Red.
Well, I'd like to think you're right. But yeah, we're fortunate enough to still have an audience and they show up, thank God, and we have a great time together.
You do, and your you know, career, you've really sort of been so popular in America. You've travelled, as you said, you've travelled all around America. It's mostly gospel, and your voice is so well, you know, to be that type of music, you know, for the gospel singing, you know.
Yeah, I actually enjoy gospel music and spiritual music generally. I'm doing a show tomorrow night, I think it's tomorrow night, in the Redemptorist Church in Limerick. It's a charity thing, but it's just such a beautiful big church. It's like a big cathedral, and I'm looking forward to doing that. But again, that's it's spiritual, religious music, and it's not just gospel as such.
Of course, yeah.
Gospel choir. We will have a gospel choir.
Fantastic. But your shows are as energetic as they always were. And this is what people love, you know, to see the entertainment that you provide. And you're coming to Cork to visit us.
I'm coming to Mitchelstown tomorrow night. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Mitchelstown. And then you're also going to be down in the Cork Opera House in October.
The Opera House I think it's the 24th of October, yeah.
And what can people expect now, Red, if they're coming to see your show? What can they expect?
Well, the first thing they can expect is about five or six Red Hurley songs, like Love Is All or When or Arkansas or Tennessee Special or, you know, Sometimes and, you know, I Never Said Goodbye, those kind of songs. And then coupled in with that would be a couple of tunes from the musicals like Les Miserables or Phantom of the Opera, or that kind of thing, you know.
And so that's a huge demographic of people then that can come and enjoy your music.
Oh yeah, I mean we get people from all ages really. You'd be surprised, you know, you'd never say, I'm going to have tonight 20% of people over 20, and 20% of people over 40, and sometimes you'll get people like myself, nearly 60.
Exactly. But like, you know, the wonderful thing about this is that, you know, everybody will, because you've been, you know, in the business so long, you'll appeal to everybody. Everybody will have a favourite song of yours that they'll be there to see.
So, I hope so, yeah.
Absolutely. So if you would you be able to pick, if you had some favourite songs, what would have been your favourites to perform now?
Well, at the moment, I like to do, you know, songs that mean something to the audience, that have a special meaning. And there's such a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I mean, in Libya and Syria and Russia and all of that. So it's a very emotional time to be a singer, you know.
Absolutely. And you can, you know, talk about that. You have the platform to express yourself through your music and to maybe reach out to the people who are going through all these things at the moment.
Yes, it's a gift to be able to do that. I'm very grateful to be able to do it, and I look forward to doing it as often as I can.
Oh, for sure. And we're hoping that you'll continue to do it for an awful long time. So you're going to be in the Opera House on the 14th of October, and that's where everybody will see it. Do you like that venue? Is there any particular, like, I know you were saying there about the church.
It is a lovely venue. It's a fine big theatre, and it has a great atmosphere. It's Yeah, I like the Opera House in Cork, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice spot, but I mean, I suppose when you're, like you said, if you're singing in a church, there's nothing like the acoustics in a church, you know, so I'd say it's a fabulous thing to be there as well, singing your songs.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's lovely.
So listen, have you any plans to retire, Red?
I get asked that more and more, you know, as the years go by, everyone says, when are you retiring, Red? And the longer it goes, the more easy they feel about asking you that question. But the truth is, I haven't given it much thought.
Well, that's good.
I'm not in a mad rush. Yes, you're absolutely right, and thank you for having me on your show.
And thank you, too, for taking the time to chat with me today, and I wish you all the best in the future. Thanks, Emil.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye for now. Oh, such a pleasure to be chatting to Red Hurley there. And anybody who knows me, or if you listen in at all, you'll kind of know I'm a big Eurovision Song Contest fan. And Red did represent us in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1976 with the next song that I'm going to play, which is called When, but I don't think he won.
Then all my thoughts run on to you. When the lonely silence calls, when I walk through empty halls, then all my thoughts run on to you. And when they linger for a while, you come and touch me with your tender smile. And when your love was all my world, my days, my life you were, then all the songs were songs of you. I tasted well of sweet success. Nothing touched me that was second. I've lost my very soul to you. Your love was written in the sky, but at the time I never looked so high. Darling, when will you come back to me? Release me, set me free.